Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a bonus episode of the Wrestling School Podcast, the coolest wrestling podcast on the planet. I am Sancho. I am Santi. And we are heading into Saturday night's main event. And boy, Santi, what a card do we have.
I am Sancho and I am Santi, he says. He is both of us, apparently, at this point. That's what you said. I am Sancho. I am Santi. But that is false. I am Santi. Saturday night's main event, dude. I'm pumped for it. A 5-match card for a 2-hour show.
Yes.
That's expected to have commercials. That's a tight, tight window because I don't think that it's going to be just matches. I think we're going to have legends. I think we're going to have backstage segments. I think we're going to have promos. So 5 matches for this 2-hour show. Something tells me we're not going to be getting 25-minute bangers in this on this show.
That tells me it's going to be Drew McIntyre or Sammy if I had to pick it, you know, start off the rip in predictions. But Santi, let's get into predictions. What do we got for number one?
That's what we're here to do. You know what? Let's just do what you just said. Let's talk about Drew McIntyre versus Sami Zayn, a match that was announced in the go-home episode of Monday Night Raw. I'll pass it over to you. You seem to already have some thoughts. Yeah, Sami Zayn, Drew McIntyre.
I don't think this is one of those things that goes all the way to the bell. I think it's one that's going to be like a Kevin Owens, Randy Orton type situation where they're just going to go at it. And we're going to build into the storyline of Drew McIntyre reigning terror against Jey Uso and Sami Zayn. I think that is what we're going to get with here because maybe, I don't know, Drew has been out for a while. I don't want to see Drew and Sami fight. I kind of want to see them brawl a little bit, but I don't want to see a traditional fight between these two. I think we get a DNF.
You didn't think the match even happens at all. So Here's the thing. I would have been fine with this match not being on the show. Like 4 matches for what I already said is a 2-hour show with commercials seemed like the perfect number. Mm-hmm. 5 weirdly seems like a stretch, and I feel like if there is a match that's going to get sacrificed in terms of time, on actual on-screen time, it's probably going to be this one. I wouldn't be surprised if this is a squash match. I wouldn't be surprised if Drew McIntyre just annihilates Sami Zayn in some way, shape, or form. Or maybe, like you said, the match doesn't even start. It's just a beatdown of Sami Zayn, which triggers the return of Jey Uso. I foresee a Jey Uso moment in this show because we are at Saturday night's main event. They want to bring out all of the glitz, all of the glamour, all of the most popular people. And this match, to me, just sort of seems like bait to bring out Jey Uso for some way, shape, or form. Could be during a beatdown of Sami Zayn. Could be for various reasons, but I like where you're thinking. A DNF does not happen. I think it does happen, but it could be disqualification. Regardless, Drew McIntyre standing tall. That's the real prediction. Drew McIntyre is standing tall post whatever happens. Match, pre-match brawl, whatever it is, Drew stands tall.
Do you think this could have been the Bronson Reed spot? Maybe the Bronson Reed was going to have a match with Sami Zayn, but Bronson Reed's injury brought back Drew, or maybe it could have been Drew and Bronson Reed versus Jay and Sami. I mean, you got to ask a lot of questions because War Games, I feel like the result of all the injuries probably changed what Saturday Night Main Event was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't think that I don't think that it's going to change much of the results here. Like, okay. I think that Drew losing here would be detrimental. I agree here,
100%,
right?
100%.
All right, let's move on. We've got the WWE Women's World Championship match. We have the challenger, Io Sky, going up against the champion in Liv Morgan. And Sancho, I want to get funky with this.
Ooh.
I want to get funky with it.
I hear you.
I'm calling it. I'm saying it. Io Sky is going to win the Women's World Championship here. I think that it's time to remove this title off of Liv Morgan. I do foresee it being because of Rhea Ripley. I wouldn't be surprised if a bunch of shenanigans take place here, right? Because you could have people from Damage Control get involved. You could have Raquel get involved. Dominic get involved. You have Rhea Ripley potentially getting involved. It'd be crazy if Becky Lynch were to come back in this to get involved. There's so many potential players that could be in this, and I think it's going to lead to Rhea Ripley costing Liv Morgan this match, and Io Sky will be your new Women's World Champion coming out of Saturday night's main event. That is a hot take. It's very unlikely, but I want to reach for something. And if there's one that I can reach for, it's this one. I'm reaching. I'm going to take Io Sky here.
I'm going to go on a quick detour. Now, when you play Battle Royales, the number one rule is to never pick fights with more than one person, because if you do, they're going to third party into your next fight. And that is what's happening here with Liv Morgan. She's picking too many fights with too many people, and her faction's involved in too many stories. And when you have Damage Control, who seemingly need a belt, right? They're kind of one of those factions that was so strong, and Io Sky is on a whole new level in terms of momentum, and what a great way to put that momentum in Io Sky. We cannot ever forget that lasting image that we saw in the end of Monday Night Raw with Rhea Ripley and Io Sky staring at each other with the belt in between them. And I think that's one of those money matches I think you would love to have at Mania to get away from the Dominic Mysterio drama. And that'd be a great launch point for Rhea Ripley. And maybe Io Sky could solidify herself if she beats Rhea Ripley at Mania. So many questions, but I do think it does begin here as well. So yes, I think Io Sky does it. And we've been loving Io Sky's work, and similarly so in the Wrestling School Match Club that we have on Patreon. Io Sky is a darling favorite, and no doubt I have to begin that the run starts here. Yes.
Wow. I can't believe we're both going with Io Sky winning here. Dude, you know what I think it was? I think that you and I had been on board, like, we're good with the Rhea Ripley-Liv Morgan feud. It's fine. A lot of people are like, finish it. It's over. It's gone too long. And you and I have been like, we're good with it. It's fine. But then I think you and I saw Rhea and Io holding that title, and I think both you and I went, we're ready. Let's move on. Yeah. I think that moment made us just, all right, let's get to the next thing. We want the next book. We want the next chapter.
Yeah, I want Rhea and Liv to be sunset, and I want Dom to be sunset. Like, I need them to move on to bigger pastures, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm shocked that we both agree here. I thought I was gonna be in the island of irrelevancy by myself with the EOS.
You're like Roman. You're Roman. You are in the island of relevancy.
Oh, I am the island. That's what it is. All right, let's talk about the triple threat match for the World Heavyweight Championship. It is between Gunther, Finn Balor, and Damian Priest. This was a match that was originally announced to just be Finn Balor versus Gunther in the go-home episode of Monday Night Raw. They added Damian Priest to it. Let me run with this one first, all right?
Sure.
First and foremost, I'm just not excited for this. And I'm not excited for it from a storyline perspective. Want to know why, Sancho? Because this is a Gunther World Heavyweight Championship match in a feud that doesn't even include Gunther. This isn't a Gunther feud. This is a Finn Balor and Damian Priest feud featuring Gunther. They're giving Gunther the feature in this match. He's ludicrous in this. He doesn't belong in this feud. And personally, in my opinion, being part of this seemingly like circle feud between Damian and Finn Balor is kind of damaging the overall image and aura of Gunther, as he's just playing third wheel and third fiddle in this feud. Here's the thing. I still think the match is going to be great. I just don't think that this is the push for Finn Balor that people think that it is. And I don't think that this is overall doing a great job of helping solidify Gunther as a really like strong world heavyweight champion. I don't like what this feud has done for Gunther. Doesn't work for me, brother. I still think that he wins, and I would love for him to finally win definitively. I don't think that we're going to be getting the double pin stack a la WrestleMania 37 with Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, and Edge, but I'd love a moment like that where he destroys both of them. So I'm taking Gunther here to retain, and I want him to move on from this feud. I'm good with it. Let's move on.
Hear me out. You thought we were on the same train, but now this is where I get off your train and enter this. This is what happens. We've been kind of building towards a story that Finn has been rubbing it into Dominic's face that he has a chance to win the title. This is where we get the final split of Judgment Day. Dominic Mysterio is going to be the guy that costs Finn Balor his title, and to show that Dominic Mysterio is the new leader of the Judgment Day, they're going to boost out Finn Balor. You're going to have JD and Finn lose the titles before they head into this fight at Saturday Night Main Event. This is where it's going to happen, and I think it's going to also amplify the story of Gunther not getting the job done without outside help like Finn and now Dominic Mysterio in the Saturday Night Main Event. So I think Gunther does win with the help of Dominic Mysterio, thus continuing their rivalry of Gunther and Dom.
Dude, I kind of love that.
Thank you.
I do think that works. I think that works really, really well. So you're still going with Gunther.
You're still going with Gunther, though. Yes. Retaining, but through nefarious means.
Through nefarious. Man, I just... I'm tired of the nefarious.
I know,
memes,
but you got they got to lean into it. If it's already done once, you got to do it again. And I think that will give Gunther some ammunition to go after Dominic to at least revisit that. Because the weirdest part about this entire thing, I know you mentioned that Gunther is a featured player, but this featured player Gunther is going to turn Dominic a face because he just beats the crap out of Dominic Mysterio, and people seemingly falling in love with Dom as a run there, the singles.
And their match that they had, that non-title match, like, that's what triggered the Dirty Dom chance, right?
Yeah.
And it was Gunther, so maybe Gunther can be the catalyst somehow, some way.
I hope so.
To turn Dominic Mysterio into a fan favorite. I'm just, I'm disappointed that, you know, this Judgment Day collaboration with Gunther is just leading to, in not definitive victories for Gunther time after time after time. I'm just so ready to move on, and I don't think that this is going to be the end of it, because I think that you're going to be right, and I think that it is going to be Dominic Mysterio that interferes here, although I just prefer it to just be Gunther winning definitively. That's what I'd like to see. The next one is going to require us to do a little bit more heavy lifting than just predicting the match, because we have the finals of the WWE Women's United States Championship, and we don't know who's in it yet, right? Because the semifinals will happen the night before Saturday night's main event. So let's talk about semifinal number one. Bayley versus Chelsea Green. Mm. Who do you have in that first semifinal?
I got Chelsea Green. Bayley has too many enemies running around. Chelsea Green feels like this is her time. It kind of feels like I'm predicting the final four, right? We're going to go all the way into the finals to the final four. I think, it's going to be Chelsea Green. It has to be. I think there's just so much momentum for Chelsea, and she's owed something considering her performances recently in PLEs, especially in Money in the Bank. This is going to be that entry point for Chelsea, but like I said, Bayley just has too many enemies running around, and Chelsea has nobody, and Chelsea has Piper.
Right. So I was going to ask, do you think that it's a clean victory for Chelsea Green? I almost don't want it to be a clean victory for Chelsea Green. That just doesn't work for her.
No.
I want her to be this Weasley champion if she does win, and I think it starts by having a Weasley run the championship itself. I wouldn't be surprised if something revolving around the storyline of Naomi, Bianca Belair, like all of those people that are involved. Of course, we got Tiffany Stratton and Nia Jax hanging around. That causes Bayley to lose here, but I've also got Chelsea Green.
Okay.
Let's go over to the south side bracket, the other bracket. We have the finals being Meechan versus Tiffany Stratton. I'll let you take this one. What do you think is winning?
Meechan has to win this one too, because I feel that there is going to be a great part two to Chelsea versus Meechan. The dumpster match proved that they have great chemistry in the ring. And I said this before in the Wrestling School podcast. If you want to check us out on podcast services around the world, they need to have it as a ladder match. If it was a ladder match for the U.S. title for the women's, it will not only amp that title, but it would just add so much more memorability, like a historic value to that being the first one is the title match for a ladder on a ladder.
Okay, so I've actually got Tiffany Stratton. Yeah, I think that because we've already seen Chelsea Green versus Mia Yim, Meechan, that they're going to try and give us something new, something that we've yet to get, a rematch of sorts of the Money in the Bank ladder match, because it was Tiffany Stratton and Chelsea Green at the climbing the ladder. So I think they're going to revisit that, mostly because I think that the bigger name is going to be featured at Saturday night's main event, that being Tiffany Stratton and Chelsea Green. Love Meechan and Meechan Mia Yim, but I just think that Tiffany Stratton is the bigger name that they want to advertise. And it's the match that we haven't seen yet. So that is what I think the final is going to be. Chelsea Green, Tiffany Stratton.
Ladder match. Are we agreement there?
With what?
It would be a ladder match.
I would love for that to be a ladder match. That'd be so sick.
It would be like they could even mirror the ending again, right? Where
I would love the same ending, but it's Tiffany going through the table.
Yes. Oh, God, come on. Triple H, give us a call.
Bouncing off each other. You gave me the Dominic Mysterio booking. I'm giving you this. Look at this. Back and forth, baby. All right. So your final is Meechan versus Chelsea Green. Who do you have winning?
Chelsea. At the end of the day, it's Chelsea. Yes.
Okay. And at the end of the day, for me, it's also Chelsea. So yes. I think all roads do lead there. We just have a little bit of a different final. Mm. I think Chelsea Green wins. I think she is the best choice, frankly. It'd be kind of neat, I will say, Tiffany Stratton running around with the United States Championship belt and the Money in the Bank briefcase. It would be very much architect post-Shield breakup Seth Rollins. And if there is a female version of Seth Rollins in terms of their athletic ability and in terms of how much stock WWE sees in their future, it is Tiffany Stratton. It really is. But I'm still going Chelsea Green here, though. I am still going to go with Chelsea Green. All right, let's wrap this up. Before we do the final match, do you have any legends that you think might appear on the show? This is Saturday night's main event. They're really playing up the vintage aspect of this, the nostalgia aspect. Mm. So we already know that Jesse the Body Ventura is going to be a guest commentator. I don't know if he's going to be commentating the whole show or maybe one or two
of the
matches.
Main event. Probably the main event.
Okay. Do you see anybody else showing up? I'll go first so that you have time to think. John Cena. I think they feature John Cena on this show in some way, shape, or form.
I like that. I think Bill Goldberg comes back. It could be the It could set up Gunther and Bill Goldberg. Bill. I don't think he causes Gunther to lose. I don't think they pull that yet because I think what you want, even if it's, you want Goldberg versus Gunther at Mania.
Stop.
I'm sorry.
Stop.
I'm sorry.
Stop. No, we don't.
That's where we're heading,
Stop.
Bro. I'm sorry. That's
Stop
where we're
it.
Heading.
Stop. What is wrong? What is wrong with
we
you?
We were doing so
look,
well.
Look,
we were doing so well.
We were vibing. We were smiling. We're like, yeah, great idea. Good idea. Yeah, that was a good idea. And then you come up with this heaping pile of trash. What is wrong with you?
I love the slop. He loves the slop. You know, that's me right now.
All right, let's move on to the main event, that being Cody Rhodes versus Kevin Owens for the WWE Undisputed Championship. We talked about this in the podcast, which, of course, you could be listening to it already over on patreon.com/SantiZamp, that I wish the title wasn't on the line. If the title wasn't on the line, if this was just a fight between two dudes that hate each other, I would think that there is actually a chance that Kevin Owens could win because this is the most interesting, the most vicious and violent Kevin Owens that we've seen in a really, really long time. And if there is a character that could beat Cody Rhodes, it is this Kevin Owens. Unfortunately, Sancho, as we've discussed, I feel like this championship and the championship matches that have yet to happen for Cody Rhodes are inadvertently acting as the most powerful plot armor that Cody Rhodes could possibly have. And because of this championship, I do not see Kevin Owens winning. I don't see Kevin Owens standing tall. Also, the fact that this is in front of so many people, this is like primetime NBC, they're probably going to want their poster child with the title standing tall with the pyro. So I feel like just so many different contextual pieces are making me just sort of come to the conclusion that this is already a spoiled match, that it is obviously Cody Rhodes here. I'd be less convinced of the outcome, funnily enough, if this was at Survivor Series. If this was at Survivor Series, I'd be more inclined to maybe believe that Kevin Owens could win. But Saturday night's main event, this is going to close the show, and they're going to want to end with sending the crowd home happy.
Oh, yeah? You think that's how they're going to want to end it? Oh, you got the, whoa, and Cody Rhodes retains, and then, if you smell.
That'd be sick. That'd be sick. It's going to be Bloodline rules. That'd be crazy.
And then
that would be
then
amazing.
He's
going to
go.
Oh.
Again, like, what? But that is what's going to happen. They're going to want to end it. They're going to want to end it with a face off with The Rock and Cody to let us know we are on the road to WrestleMania.
Oh, that would be so good. I'm down for that.
And then The Rock goes, oh, I don't need to go in a Rumble. I don't need to do this. I don't need to do an Elimination Chamber. I am on the board. And you'd be like, oh, you suck, Rock. I hate you, Rock. How dare you skip the line? And Cody's going to be like, well, you're going to have to earn it. And then The Rock just continuously just bullies him into finally taking the championship match at Mania. That's what I got. Yes, it's going to be Cody, but we've been asking for The Rock for how many weeks? How many POEs? Bad blood. The Rock is going to never come back. No. Survivor Series. The Rock. This is it. The Rock has
this
to.
Is it.
The Rock cannot ignore NBC, right? The Rock cannot ignore the spotlight. The Rock loves this. And then he comes back for Netflix for the first promo against Cody.
Right? This is a from a business perspective, this is big, right? Like to be on NBC primetime, they're going to be doing this four times a year. This is something that WWE negotiated alongside bringing SmackDown over to the USA Network. And I'm sure that as part of this deal, they want a name like The Rock to be part of the first ever Saturday night's main event of this like new deal, so that the future Saturday night's main events become must watch moments.
Mm-hmm.
So if it were to end that way, now all of a sudden the Saturday night's main event, the week before the Royal Rumble, you got to watch it. You can't skip it, bro. You have to watch it because of the expectations set by this first one. If they bring back The Rock to face off with Cody Rhodes, boy, dude, that would be huge. But it sounds like you and I are in agreement. It's obviously Cody Rhodes, right? Like, mm-hmm. the plot armor is a little too thick here.
Oh, kind of wild card would be a Randy Orton heel turn, but that's like way out there because Randy Orton needs to get his back on Kevin.
Yeah, I don't see the Randy Orton heel turn happening until he takes out Kevin Owens first.
Yeah.
I could maybe see a world where Randy Orton comes back and gets involved in this match and takes out Kevin Owens. That could be interesting. But to turn heel on Cody Rhodes, I don't think it happens yet.
There you go.
Oh, those are our predictions, folks. Sacho, are you excited for this? This two-hour made-for-TV PLE?
I am, because you know what? I think the aesthetic of it would be cool. Like, that's what gets me excited the most. Like, the ring ropes are going to be different. The presentations. It's like the anniversary of the Attitude Raw. Like, I love that presentation, the throwback to that, too. So, I'm excited for everything. And for some reason, adding Jesse the Body Ventura takes me back to my childhood. So, I'm excited for that, too.
Yeah, I'm excited for the nostalgia piece that you're mentioning there. But I'm also just excited to have something relevant wrestling WWE related in December, right? This has always just sort of been the standstill month. We're just sort of waiting until we can get to the New Year's shows and the Royal Rumble. But this gives us something of substance, something to bite our teeth into here in the month of December as we go into the holidays. But folks, thank you so much for listening and watching these predictions. You can, of course, follow both of us for our watch-alongs of Saturday night's main event. Sancho, you're going to be over on your Twitch page.
Yes.
I'm going to be here on YouTube if you want to watch it on YouTube and on Twitch. Of course, you could have also watched these predictions earlier over on Patreon, patreon.com/SantiZap. Go check it out. So much extra content that's early and sometimes just straight up just exclusive on YouTube. Go check it out, patreon.com/SantiZap. Thank you so much for your support. You folks, take care. Enjoy Saturday night's main event. Goodbye.